It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it's men's college basketball tonight as the Ravens play host to Haskell Indian Nations University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus will be tagging along shortly. Tom Counts with you here this evening, and a nice crowd making its way into the Nolan here this evening. This is that kind of a fun time as the seasons overlap. Of course, we've got high school football with Atchison coming up Friday night. We've got Benedictine football in St. Louis on Saturday, but tonight, college basketball takes center stage, and we'll be back to introduce the starters and bring you the tip-off of the game between the Ravens and the Indians right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Again, welcome back to the NOLA Gym, where the public address announcer is beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. And as he does that, allow me to do that for you. First of all, for Haskell Indian Nations University under head coach Matthew Downing. Cougar Downing, everybody knows him. A lot of friends of his from Atchison have come to the gym tonight to see him and his team. And Haskell is going to be starting 5'7" senior Isaiah Strom from Yakima, Washington. Ira Black Bear is a 6-foot senior from Beggs, Oklahoma. Also from Beggs, Oklahoma, at 6 foot tall, it's going to be junior Trey Gaines. Hometown guy from Morris, Kansas, 6'2" Bonzi King. And running it out from Mayetta, Kansas, at 6'6", it is Mason Spoonhunter. For the Benedictine Ravens, under head coach Ryan Moody and associate head coach John Peer, BC will be starting Ezra Zygoffa. Ezra is a 6'1" junior from Wellington, New Zealand. Also for Benedictine, it'll be 6'5" sophomore guard Preston Reynolds. He's out of Shawnee Mission East High School in Leawood. And Ahmad Lewis is a 6'2" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Also for Benedictine, Braden Belt from Andover, Kansas. He was at Andover Central. He's a senior this year at 6'1". And rounding it out for the Ravens, playing in the middle at 6'9" from Hastings, Nebraska, the junior, Hagen Gilgendorf. Haskell in his traveling gold uniforms. Gold pants, gold jerseys with black and white lettering and trim for Benedictine. The home whites with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. College basketball this evening here on K Radio. We have the ladies game Monday night and the guys coming up here this evening. The Ravens are going to kick the tip and into the forecourt with the basketball is going to come from Goffa. He'll feed to Hilgendorf. Back on the right side, Belt. He'll go all the way to the baseline. Hit, think, shoot, and shoot, shoot, score. As quickly as that, Braden Belt has the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Ravens have broken out on top 20 seconds in. Back down the floor with it. It'll be Haskell. Swing it over to the left block. No room there. Out on top. Here's King for three. Won't go. Belt rebounds it back down, and BC is going to run to the other end of the floor. Ravens are going from left to right across your dial in the opening half. Back out on top, it's going to be Ahmad. Feeds it over to the right block. Backing in. Hilgendorf continues to try to drive in. No rim. Comes out on top to Belt. He's going to be guarded very closely. Top side by Reynolds. Here's a shot up, and it's in and out. No good. And the rebound. Out of play. Off Preston Reynolds. It'll be Haskell basketball. A minute into the ball game. Benedictine leading it 2-0. Back up the floor with it again. It's going to be Haskell. Isaiah Black Bear swings it off on top. Gets it there to King. King will look it over to the right side. 3-point shot launched and missed. Tip pulled out on top by Preston. Reynolds will bring it up just short of the midcourt. Brings it over to the left side. Now top tip will go to Ahmad. Lewis starts to the right side. Goes to the left. Drives down the left side of the lane. Feeds over to the back door. But the lamp is there for Preston. And Reynolds will have his first bucket of the game, and the Ravens have broken that on top 4-0. These two teams are both hungry for a win. Had a nice chat before the game with Coach Downing, and he was saying that his team is improving, and they've got some help that is going to be coming back off an injury. And he said that before the season goes on, they will be a healthier and a better team even than they are now. Now we're going to get a shot clock violation as the Raven defense holds Haskell to no shot. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. 18:04 to go in the first. 4-0. BC with the lead. And coming up the floor with the basketball is going to be Zygoffa. Ezra will feed underneath. The shot is up off the window, but no good. Hilgendorf doesn't get it to fall. Took it off the backboard, and it was just a little strong. Hit the front lip of the rim, then kicked out the front. Here's a run from the left side. Up, no good. Hilgendorf sweeps the board down. Benedictine is going to take it the other way. Again, it's going to be Zygoffa into the forecourt with it. He'll work his way to the right side now, weave it out between the circles, accelerates over to the left, plays off the screen, goes down low to Reynolds. Back out on top. Belt will launch three. In and out, no. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Haskell, and that's going to be Boykins. Wiggins pulls it down. Black Bear into the floor court with it. 17-20 to go in the opening half. BC leading it 4-0. Haskell still looking for their first bucket of the game. Indians 0-for-3 shooting the ball here early on. Here's a fall away from about 18. It's wide to the left side, and Hilkendorf with another rebound. Tell you what, he's dominating the boards right now. That is his fourth rebound of the game already. BC over to the right side. Here's Ahmad from about 14. Off the mark, rebound, cleared away by Haskell. Indians into the front court. Around the right side. That's a long three, and it's way short. Hilkendorf with another rebound. And on the upcourt play, the ball's going to be batted away, and it's going to escape from Haskell and go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. 16.5 to go in the opening half. 4-0, BC in front. Ravens are 2-of-6 shooting the ball. Haskell still 0-for-5 in the early going. Now let me give you a little volume there. Can you hear anything?
Yeah.
I like it. Top side with it. That is Zygoffa. The feet underneath and bodies on the floor. We're going to have our first foul of the game.
That's a great look into the middle by Zygoffa. Just kind of a little no-look to the baseline, and it was Preston Reynolds who gave the head fake, couldn't finish the shot, but is coming to the free throw line for a couple.
Preston, with 2 points already in the ball game, sends the first one up. It rolls. It's good. Now, Gus, I know that you are a student of the Jayhawk League, the JUCO League, and Ezra Zygoffa comes to Benedictine, not straight from New Zealand, but by way of Neosho County Community College. So he's got some Kansas basketball experience. Second free throw good for Preston and the Ravens. Stretch their lead now to 6-0. And right now for the Indians, it's a matter of trying to get some points just to get the bucket. Here's a shot from the inside. No good. We better go back down. It's going to be by Goffa. And BC back up the floor with it again. No substitutions yet for either ball club. Here's a feed left side. Baseline three. Drained it. That's Ahmad Lewis for three.
That's a good sign for the Ravens. Ahmad Lewis is one of those guys, if he goes, the offense goes with him. And, again, his shooting ability can really change a game.
Top side with the basketball, and looking around with it is going to be Boykins. They'll feed it back to him off the block. Rejected by Goffa. And at 6'1", he just shows us that he's got some outstanding leaping ability as he got up and rejected that thing. The ball's going to come in playing from the corner of the baseline in front of the Benedictine bench for Haskell. Boykins will take the inbound. Gets it back up on top. Black Bear. He'll accelerate over to the left side. Falling away. The shot is up and in. Count it plus one. And Haskell's on the board with a chance at a three-point play. That's a foul by the Ravens. Hagen Hilgendorf. Just think Brian Hagen's going to love this guy. He hasn't seen him play yet, but yet to know that you've got a guy whose first name is Hagen.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. The free throw is up, and it is not good. Rebounding it down is Benedict and the Ravens hitting it now 9-2. 15-19 to go. Three-point shot, belt, in and out, no. Rebound is off the floor and cleared away by Haskell. Spoonhunter comes up with the ball, and out on top of it is going to be Black Bear. 5 minutes into the game, and the Ravens up 9-2. BC, player defense, that's pretty much what you're going to see Coach Moody bring to the game, really, isn't it? He's a man defense kind of a guy. Here's a follow-up shot from the left side. No good. Preston Reynolds clears it away. Benedictine hasn't substituted yet. Three for Ahmad. Give him another one.
Talked about it a couple possessions ago. If Ahmad gets hot, this Raven offense can really start to cook all of a sudden. They've got a dozen points to find themselves leading by 10.
Baseline shot is up, and it will not fall in for King. For Haskell, and rebound. Back it comes to Benedictine.
Now on the upcourt drive, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Give the foul to...
Is that Nate?
Is it? No.
I thought maybe it was Boykins. I didn't know.
It's going to bring the Ravens to the free throw line. Preston Reynolds looks to complete the conventional three-point play. It's Nehemiah. Yeah, Nehemiah Boykin. So, not the number the official originally threw up, right? You're looking at
him. I was just looking at the guy laying on the floor. I just figured it was probably him. I didn't know. Free throws up, and Preston having a great start to the game. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 7 points leads Benedictine in scoring. And Reynolds will check out of the game here with 14:22 to go in the opening half, with the Ravens in front at now 15-2.
As Preston Reynolds checks out, Anthony Hall comes back into the ballgame, or comes in, I guess, for the first time tonight. 6'5 sophomore at KCMO.
Swing over to the right side. Haskell with a basketball. They work to the top. Now feed right. Oh, beautiful little underhand shot. Won't go in. Kick back out to the left side of the game. He'll go to the left block. Looking in the middle. Nothing there. Rebound. Tipped around. Saved back again by Haskell. The feed across. Big man. Oh, it's rejected underneath from Benedictine by Anthony Hall. That's another big block for the Ravens in the middle.
You know, Anthony Hall is one of those players last year that I was really excited about. The kid can get up and down the floor. He's a fun athlete to watch. And now, on the inbound, we're going to get a whistle and a turnover on Haskell.
Now, for Benedictine, we mentioned Anthony Hall in the game, the 6'5 sophomore from Park Hill High School in Kansas City. And also, Noah Simmons has checked in. He's out of Valley Center, Kansas, and having come from Butler Community College. Here comes Benedictine into the floor court, leading at 15-2. You know people who live in Valley Center, Kansas. You probably just don't even know it. Driving into the lane, little contact. Prior to the shot, they're going to call a foul on the floor.
Valley Center, that's like Centralia adjacent, right?
Yes, maybe a little bit.
Another one that's made up, too.
There's no such thing. By the way, I believe it's the Hornets. Valley Center Hornets, isn't that right? I think that's right.
No, Mitch Holton.
That foul is on Isaiah Williams.
Now for the
Haskell.
The official's going to stop play for just a minute. Noah Simmons is going to come over and get just one little roll of tape. He's got like a little scratch on his right forearm. So officials say, let's clean that up a little bit. And here we go. Talk about Noah Simmons, a 6'7" sophomore who we were just talking about out of Valley Center.
Putting the ball in play from the far side for Benedictine will be Ahmad Lewis. You know, it just seemed like yesterday Ahmad was trying to work his way into the lineup, and he was a freshman, you know. We would see him on the road, and he would get some PT, and he has really developed. He's really worked into this role. And look at that driving, spinning layup, Ahmad Lewis. A couple of threes, and now a driving shot. He's got 8, and he is now the Benedictine scoring leader. 17-2, Ravens in front. 13-13 to go in the first half. Cutting in, 17-footer, left side is up a wee bit short. And rebound underneath, tipped out, saved underneath. Haskell, follow shot, off the glass, won't go. Rebound underneath by Goffa. And a BC outlet pass, Ahmad's got it. Tell you what I'm learning about this Benedictine team, guys. My first time to really see them, you know, in game action. Tell you what they are. They're really fast. I mean, they've got some speed. Here's a three, rims out, no good. Only gold shirts underneath for the rebound, and Haskell will bring it up the floor.
I feel like this is going to be one of the teams that, more so in the past, that Coach Moody's going to have to slow them down a little bit.
There may be times when he has to reach out and kind of anchor them down a little bit. We've got a collision beneath the goal, and Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots, I suspect. Haskell will be coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And stepping up there is going to be Bonzi King.
And for the Ravens, that's going to be a foul against Noah Simmons. It'll be his first. The Ravens team foul number 2 at the 12:29 mark of the first half. Ravens leading by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah. Bonzi will have his first point of the game as he hits his first free throw. Got one more shot coming up here. He's out of Lawrence, Kansas. Second free throw, around and around and in. He'll get them both. And doubles the Haskell scoring. It is now 17-4. 12:20 to go in the opening half. Game's moving along at a pretty brisk pace. Here's a cross-court pass from Bygoffa, who is looking for Bryson LaRue on the far side. Bryson now freshly into the game, the 6'2 sophomore from Lee Summit, Missouri. I'm going to tell you what Benedictine is not on the floor, guys. They're not big. I mean, they're right now, the guys out there going 6'1", 6'1", 6'2", 6', and Here's a look in the middle. Simmons is the big guy. They've got him at 6'7". Doesn't look it, but I'm sure he is. Here's the shot by Simmons that won't go in, and the rebound, Haskell. Had a ball stripped away on the floor. Haskell picks it back up. Working around to the left side with it is going to be Gaines. The follow-up shot for the right side is up and no good for Williams. Back out on top it comes. The three, launch, won't go. Haskell team on his feet as a new guy into the game is going to be Derek Havern out of El Reno. And the Ravens get it down the court, turn it over, back the other way. The three looks good, is good. That was straight on. Is that a two?
No, count an and one.
Oh, a three for Bonzi King and a plus one. The foul on Bryson LaRue for Benediction.
So Bryson comes over and asks the official, and I'm going to tell you, we're what, like 12, 14 rows up? I knew what he did.
Now we got a new guy coming into the game for Benedictine. Jared Lee. And coach is very high on this young freshman. Jared is a 6'2" freshman from Staley High School. I mean, again, you're very familiar with the Kansas City area, so you know where Staley's at, right? 11 and a half to go in the half. Ravens lead is now trimmed to 17-8.
Wrong side of the river.
Wrong side of the river. It's on the east side. Three-point shot. That's a long shot. And Belt will throw it down. Fifth point of the game for Braden Belt. 20-8, Benedictine.
But you got to think a very talented young athlete because Coach Moody isn't one to play many true freshmen, right?
Because
a lot of times we'll see him redshirt some guys and then play the sophomores.
We're going to have a player control foul off the basketball, and it is going to belong to Matt Anderson. Now, we remember Matt playing on this Haskell team from last year, and he is a big guy. He's got to be in there like 6'6". He's got to be all of that, maybe more. Not just 6'6", but big, wide body, strong guy. Running shot for the Ravens on the baseline left is up and no good. And we will have a Benedictine free throw opportunity coming up for Braden Bell. I get to finish the conversation about Matt Anderson, 6'6", 6'7", from Missoula, Montana, and he is now a senior. Belt's free throw is up and good. So far tonight, Brayton has did a two, a three, and now a one, and he's got another free throw coming his way. Into the game for Haskell. Got a new guy checking in. I'm going to make sure I do this right. Kohanan Azahun from Gallup, New Mexico. Atahun. 21-8, Ravens. And up the floor with it, it's Haskell. He'll come down the right side, all the way to the baseline, maybe too far to the baseline, but leaning back, getting a shot in off the window was going to be Spoon Hunter.
Remember Mason at Royal Valley all those years? Always a very good athlete.
He didn't have to go too far to school. Like, what, 20 miles, 15 miles? Here's a shot from the left side up. Nope. We're going to go back down. Haskell flying into the forecourt is going to be Havern. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. Three-point shot. Dead away straight out on top is going to be short. And a rebound pulled down off the floor by Braden Belt. And Benedictine is going to be taking it the other way. Belt will go accelerate down the right side of the lane. And that was a nice defensive play by Spoon Hunter to reach in and just kind of strip the ball away. Knocked it out of bounds, and we're going to get our media timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break. We're at 9:58 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan Gym, where it's Benedictine 21, Haskell 10.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Having a handy back with us here on CARE Radio this evening. Timeout, the media timeout, the under 10 timeout, 21 to 10 is the Penticton lead. Right now, the Ravens are being led by Ahmad Lewis with 8 points and Preston Reynolds with 4 rebounds and Preston with 2 assists. For Haskell, Bonzi King with 6, kind of leading the way. Ravens are, yeah, they're shooting the ball well enough. I mean, we're almost half.
Yeah, you're shooting 7 of 15. That's going to win a lot of games.
Coach is going to take that right now. Is that what you're telling me? Ahmad Lewis putting the ball in play for Benedictine at their offensive baseline. They go into Preston. He was inside his defender. Bonzi King had just laid it up and in at Preston Reynolds with 2 more. 23-10 Benedictine. Ravens getting a lot of guys are looking, because I haven't even had time. You know how I like to count. I haven't had time to count the number of guys I'm looking at on that Benedictine bench down here. Turnaround shot in the lane is going to be up and in. And Haskell's Mason Spoonhunter has his 4th point of the game. There are a lot of red warm-up jerseys down there.
11 guys over here on the bench, 5 on the floor, so what? Coach Moody suited 16 tonight.
16. We have a foul underneath against Haskell, and it's going to be on Bonzi King. So King picks up the personal foul. It'll be his first, and that is Haskell team foul 6. At the line for Benedictine, that's Bryson LaRue up there. Bryson, the right-hand shot, knocks it down. 1 more shot for Bryson LaRue. He's just got some guys who can shoot the basketball.
There are half a dozen guys, teams, right now in the heart that have already played a game. And of those, 2 of them have already played 2 games. Both Clark and William Penn are 1-1.
Second free throw for Bryson. It's up, and it's also good. Ravens go up now 25-12, equaling their largest lead of the evening. 9 minutes to go in the first half.
So tell me, playing the double round robin only gives you, like, what, maybe 3, possibly 4?
3.
Fair games? Okay, 3 games.
Because you can play 29, and then you've got 26 accounted for.
Do you become super selective with what those 3 games are?
Don't you have to? Here's a little shot by Haskell. Doesn't go in, and we've got Ahmad picking up a foul inside. Ahmad Lewis will have his first foul of the game. Yeah, don't you have to? I mean, it's for Benedictine. This will be their 2nd non-con game. So they've only got time for 1 more.
And doesn't that become difficult for, like, some of these other schools trying to fill out games? Like, you know, Haskell usually plays a handful of heart teams. Now they're probably not going to get all of those type of games because, again, those two schools are also paying attention to how many games they've got.
Yeah, see, I don't know what Haskell's situation is with regard to conference games or, you know, what their availability for any of that is. Here's a 3-point shot outside. Another one for Belt. Wow. Brandon Belt knocks down 1 more. And he
can shoot. Exactly.
Yeah. He's at double figures already. Brandon Belt. 8:25 to play in the opening half. And we're going to get a turnover by Haskell, and that's got Coach Downing on his feet wanting to talk to his team. And we're going to take a break while he does that. We got a timeout on the floor, Joseph. At 8:25 to play in the opening half, Men's College Basketball finds Benedictine leading Haskell 28-14.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back with you here in the Nolan. Oh, look at you.
From who?
Benedictine. Put it the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, leading 28-14. It is their largest lead so far tonight. Preston Reynolds on top. Bit of a head fake. Glides into the lane. Shots up off the window. No good. And on the rebound, they're going to have a foul. Yeah. Here's what happened. Hagen, and that would be Hagen Hilgendorf. He was holding onto the ball, but as it was pulled by the Haskell player, Hagen ends up coming up over the back of him and over his shoulder and hanging on. And so there's your foul. Hilgendorf has two. We go inside 8 to go in the half as Haskell brings the basketball into the forecourt, and up high with it is going to be Havern. Derek Havern dumps it over to Gaines. Gaines will swing it over to the right edge. Cutting into the middle is King. Run it from the right baseline. Shot no good. Rebound, Preston Reynolds. Tell you what, Preston has always impressed me. He's got serious, I think they call it ups. I mean, he can jump. Baseline shot for Belt was off the mark and a rebound. Back down it comes to Haskell, and their outlet pass had a little miscommunication, and it goes harmlessly out of bounds. Where Mike Fawcett makes a nice play on one hop.
Got those quick hands, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just stab that thing out of the air.
You got to have that. 7.5 to go, first half. And Bryson LaRue up the floor with it for Benedictine. Plays off a nice screen by Hilgendorf to Ahmad. Lewis cuts into the lane, falling away. Shot is up. Nope. He was just a little off balance. That was not a good shot. The feed up court. King off the window and in. The underhand shot. You know how I love that underhand kind of a teardrop shot like that.
And that time Bonzi kind of made a little separation. The big underhand swooping layup gets it to fall. And now the Ravens up the court and toss it in the second row of the stands.
So, yeah. Ahmad got just a little bit too much gas on that.
For the Ravens, that'll be turnover number 5 of the evening. Now into the ball game, we're going to see that Ezra Vigafa. He'll be out there with Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt. You're going to have Hagen Hilgendorf and who else are missing out there? Bryson? No. Preston Reynolds.
There you go. Isaiah Strom has come back in for Haskell. He started in the game and didn't do a lot, and now here's a little behind the head, behind the back. A little razzle-dazzle pass that ultimately just goes out of bounds, and Haskell will turn it over. Isaiah Strom, 5'7" senior from Yakima, Washington. Never been to Yakima, Washington. Benedictine into the forecourt. The ball's got to be stripped away a little bit.
Saturday we had Washington-type weather, right?
It was.
For the Huskies.
Huskies could have thrived in that kind of weather. 6.5 to go in the half. Ravens coming to the free throw line. It'll be Ezra, who has yet to score today. He'll be at the line for his first 2 free throws. He's got a couple of rebounds. And now he has his first point. Ezra Vigafa, Wellington, New Zealand. One more shot here. Long look, eyes it, sends it, hits it. You know what? The Ravens have been, thank you. I haven't looked at the number yet, but now I'm going to. The Ravens have been pretty good at the free throw line, or at least it feels like they have. I mean, you could probably look and tell me better, but it feels like they're hitting their free throws.
Yeah, I mean, 4 or 5 for the Ravens, 3 or 4 for Haskell, and free throws have not been kind to the guys' team or the girls' team in the early going into the season.
3-point shot. Isaiah Straub, he will have his first points of the game, 30-19 BC. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Quite a few students here, a lot of people from town, hungry for some basketball, and as the pass goes in the middle of Preston Reynolds, he's sandwiched between a couple of Haskell players. Let's see, the hard part's going to be to select against whom to call that foul, and they're going to go with Trey Gaines. So Trey Gaines will have foul number one. And right now you can see who plays for Haskell. There's one guy who still has not been out of the game yet for Coach Downing. Fonzie King.
Fonzie.
Yep. Free throw crawls over the front, lip of the rim and in.
That time kind of laughing. Spencer Reynolds let go of that free throw. He's kind of hanging over the lane and finally fell through before he fell into the lane.
Preston at double figure scoring and hits both free throws to get to 11 points now. Here's the thing. If you want to be, guys, if you want to be a double-digit scorer on the season, you can't wait until, like, January. You got to start here in Games 1 and Game 2 like tonight is. I mean, you have to establish yourself right away as that double-figure guy.
Yeah, and we also talk about that with free throw percentages, right? If you start missing them early, it's tough to crawl out of that hole.
Yeah, if you miss, you know, four of your first five, you're never going to be a 90% shooter,
right,
okay?
Right.
You just can't get enough appearances. Ravens back on offense. Here's your three. Bryson won't quite drop. That was Anthony, by the way, Anthony Hall. And now to the other end of the floor, Anthony's going to do a nice job defending that play, forcing the Haskell turnover, and Benedict will come back up court.
For Haskell, turnovers have been a little bit of a thing. That's going to be their eighth already here of the first quarter. 5:25 left in it. Benedict leading 32-19.
How about this, though? BC, even though they lead by this amount, you know, they have not had a field goal in over 3 minutes. Here's a pass down to the baseline, and by Goffa, an athletic move. He was trapped in the corner, leaped in the air, and as he was going out of bounds, turned around and kicked the ball off a Haskell player.
Some trends are good trends. That's not one of those.
No. We see him go to a field goal in a long time now. Driving in is going to be Belt. Pulls up, 18-footer. Two more!
Nice little step back right there for Braden Belt. Crossed his defender over, step back, knocked down the jumper, and now Coach Moody going to take a timeout. Coach Beer says, that's a cool.
Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 5:07 to go in the half. Benedict, 34, Haskell, 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Happy to have you along this evening. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Ravens are coming out of the court with Braden Belt and Ezra coming out there. Zygoffa, Preston Reynolds, who else we got? Cassie Anthony Hall and Ahmad Lewis rounds out the Benedictine five. Haskell has Drum bring it up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. That's Black Bear at the baseline. Kicks it over across to the left side. Deep in the corner. 3-point shot. Up no good. Reynolds sweeps down the board. Preston, so athletic. Leaping ability, good speed, good shot. Now the ball's going to shift away from Ahmad. Black Bear comes down, head fakes twice, loses the handle, picks it up. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, and the foul is going to be called on Anthony Hall. So the ball is batted away, and for a minute I thought it was going to have been a clean reach-in, but it apparently was not. Anthony will have his first foul of the game, and we're going to get Bryson LaRue back in the after this first of two free throws. First one's up and good.
All right, we got a three-man crew tonight.
We do.
And I know for sure one of them might have seen two.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
We know the one here at the scorer's table.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And I think we've
I was going to say the one at the baseline here, I think. But see, we don't have names on the door anymore, so it's a little tougher for me to tell.
BC comes up the court now with the basketball, leading it 34-21. Both free throws were good, by the way, for Mason. And he's got six and a big collision underneath the goal and sprawling to the floor for BC's Bryson LaRue. But he springs back to his feet, and he's just fine. Shot clock down to 15. 4:17 to go in the half. Ravens up 15. Inbound comes off on top. That is going to be Anthony. Feeds underneath. The shot by Bagafa is good. So for Ezra, the bucket, the assist out on top to Hall, and the Ravens back up again by 15.
Now at top of the T3, it's up and it's good by Isaiah Strom.
That is his second three here in the first half. Ravens are going to feed underneath in the lane. No room. Back out of top to Belt. They've learned you can't leave him alone. Now the shot from the top. Yeah, you're going to learn that you cannot leave Anthony Hall alone either. He throws down a three.
Anthony Hall is one of those players who is not going to shoot a lot of threes, but if you're going to leave him open, he's going to make you pay.
Here's a three on the other end is up and good.
Isaiah Strom on back-to-back possessions of the ball game. He has 9 points. He is, wow, now 3 of 4 from behind the arc.
Ravens, little look away pass underneath, comes back on top, right side Belt. He'll go three, and he'll hit the three. These two teams are just trading long shots. And with that bucket by Belt, we're going to get another Haskell timeout. With only 3:08 to go in the opening half, timeout of the court. Benedictine 42, Haskell 27.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Just in Kansas, the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus. Ravens leading 42-27 over Haskell Indian Nation University. Welcome back, everybody. Haskell utilizing their second time out of the ball game as BC goes back up by 15 for the third time in the game. And because the Ravens shooting has been phenomenal. Their shooting from the outside has absolutely just been tremendous so far. BC hitting half of their shots from outside, 54% from the floor. And Haskell coming up the court with it. Now, when a team shoots that well, I mean, certainly you've got to be skilled at shooting the basketball, but also into that, there's got to be something with the way you match up for the defense of your opponent. Here's another long three. That one's going to be a little bit short for Haskell and go out of bounds, and Rams are going to have it back in. Right now, there's a burning question in the minds of all Raven fans. Do we need all the bulbs?
Maybe.
42-27. 2.5 to play in the half. BC to the free throw line, starting right, going left, turning, shooting. It's off the mark for Preston Reynolds. Little out pass, look away to the left side, the kick to the back, the three is on its way, it's wide to the left side, and the rebound out of bounds again. It will go to Benedictine. Now, that was here when I got here tonight. Yeah, I was going to pitch that, and then I just didn't get that far. When Haskell shots have not gone in, it's usually pretty dramatically off, it feels like, being a little wide or a little shy. But when they've been on, they have been just fantastic. 2:10 left in the half. Tip of the game has slowed a little bit in the last 3 or 4 minutes now. Ravens will go back door, reverse layup, and rattles around and goes in for Vigoffa.
So for Vigoffa, he went underneath a little reversal and kicked it high off the glass, hit the rim, hung there for a second, and fell through. Now, the big thing is for him, it's great to finish those shots, right?
Again, oh, yeah.
Opportunities at threes are going to help your offense this season.
Free throw here, right in. So he's 3-3 at the free throw line. Got 7 points so far. Vigoffa. And we're at 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens go up 45-27. It is their largest lead of the evening.
For half goal, we're going to see Trey Gaines into the ballgame. Trey, a 6 foot junior out of Beggs, Oklahoma.
Here comes Haskell with the basketball. Put it in play over on the far side. A lot of folks from around the community here. It's nice to see. And a pass inside is slapped away by Anthony Hall. He could not recover the basketball. Couldn't keep it in play, but he was able to knock it away, change that trajectory, and force Haskell to re-inbound it. Minute 35 to go, and we're going to get a whistle. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but do we have a bucket step or something to kind of step on the sideline?
They're going to say stepped on the sideline looking into the middle. So another turnover for Haskell, and that's been a struggle so far here in the first half.
Here's a long pass up the floor, and then Preston Reynolds tried to scoop one across the lane on a skip pass to Belt, but a defender gets in front of it quickly, and the shot on the other end will be up and good, and that is a three-point shot for Black Bear. He's got time, 45-30, 75 seconds to go in the opening half. You see, into the fourth quarter. Way out topside with it is going to be Bryson. LaRue dumps it over to the right. Ravens running a little motion, but, you know, because there's motion, and then there's what the Ravens are doing, and it is fast. Swift, quick passes to drive into the lane, and Bryson for two. Bryson LaRue has his third. 45 seconds left in the half. Haskell will go in. Here's a sky hook from 12. No. Preston Reynolds clears it down. Reynolds up the floor, stopping in front of the scorer's table, dumps it over to the left side. Belt, a little accelerate to the top of the key, then back it away, keeping the dribble alive, pushes it over to the right side of LaRue. 25 seconds, 16 on the shot clock. Approaching halftime. Defense by Strom. Vigoffa into the lane. His guy hook off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out and lost out of play by Preston. Shot clock goes off, and Haskell will have the final shot of the half with 11 seconds to go. Wait a minute, we're going to get a foul call in that?
They're going to call a foul against Gaines. Now, that's a big foul for him because not only is he a great contributor, it's going to be his third foul of the first half. So, again, going to be uphill struggle for him.
Free throws up and no good, but I have one more. Okay. The basketball world changes as high school basketball follows what the college women have done, going in their quarters to resetting after five in each quarter and no more 1-1. But for men's college basketball, the 1-1 is still a thing.
That kind of drive you a little nuts?
Well, I like it, but
it's one of those things that you've got to sit there and adjust to.
Reynolds will hit one of the two. 11 seconds left. And there were two free throws because they were over the double bonus.
Yeah, got 10.
Pressure on by Benedictine. Good opportunity to work on that full court pressure. 7 seconds, still in the backcourt. 4 seconds down across the timeline. Driving into the lane, putting the shot on its way. No. Offensive board. The shot is up after the buzzer, and we have come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. The teams head for the locker room with the score. Benedictine 48, 30.
At Amberwell,
there's only so much
that
can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too.
Like 12 at best.
Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gym. Gus, looking at the scoring from the first half. First of all, for Haskell, think what? I think it's Drum. He came on a little late in the half and kind of got hopping the outside. Hit 3 of 5 3-point shots. By the way, he's only taken 3-point shots and leads his team with 19, rather with 9 points in the half. Right behind him, you've got Bonzi King. He's got 8, half a dozen to the half for Spoon Hunter, 5 for Black Bear, and Tavern with 2 off the bench.
Yeah, but you talk about Bonzi King with only, or with his 8 points. He was only 2 of 9 shooting, but played all 20 minutes in the first half. So the guy who you got to think at this point is probably looking to, or trending at least, to play all 40 tonight. For the Ravens this evening, they were paced in scoring by Braden Belt with his 14 points. He was 5 of 9, shooting 3 of 6 from behind the arc. Scoring drops down to Preston Reynolds with his 12 points. Shot really good from the free throw line, right? 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Scoring then drops off a little bit to Ahmad Lewis, getting 3 of his 4 shot attempts, 2 of 2 from behind the arc on his way to 8 points. Vigoffa added 7. It was a 4-point for Tapper, Bryson LaRue, and Tony Hall with 3 in the first half.
Okay, let's look first of all at Ezra Vigoffa. He's a new guy to the program, you know, new guy on the team, new guy to us. 7 points in the first half. Okay, first of all, you're going to be very happy when your point guard gets 7. But on top of that, you got to look at how selective he was. He wasn't shooting the ball a lot. Hit every shot he took. So when he's taking a shot, it's not just a shot because I got to take a shot, I feel I need to take a shot. It's a shot because I think I can hit that shot.
Yeah, you start looking at the shooting percentage for Benedictson. He shot about 56% from the floor in the first half. From behind the arc, they were right at 50%, 6 of 12 from behind the arc. So, yeah, I mean, the Ravens were a little more selective. And the one number that Coach Moody's going to love, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, right? You're going to take 86% from the free throw line. Now, drop down to turnovers to assists. Like it to be a little better, right? But it's early in the season. 7 turnovers so far in the first half for the Ravens to their 10 assists. Now, the Ravens did force Haskell into 9 first half turnovers. Points in the paint. Benedictine, 16 points in the paint. Off the turnover. Now, Haskell did well off scoring points off of the turnover, right? In transition, they scored 13 points off of those 7 turnovers. Second chance buckets, Benedictine has not knocked in the second half bucket because they don't have an offensive rebound tonight. So, again, some of that, too, is just that high shooting percentage. And Coach Moody's teams typically do drop back on a shot, right? Shot attempt, we're not going to crash the boards. We're just going to fall back. We're going to look for playing good defense on the other end. Ravens with 7 points off the bench, so.
And Benedictine, they lead, okay, by 18 at halftime. They're I'm tracked to be right at 100, a lot of points, pretty comfortably ahead here at halftime. In the second half, I would anticipate, seeing a few more guys. I mean, we saw quite a few players in the first half, ultimately 10, right? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 players played in the first half for Coaches Moody and Pierre. But I would expect with 16 guys suited up tonight, maybe we're going to get a little bit of a look at some of those other guys, because you talked about it a minute ago. If you are going to have 3 non-conference games, you got to get evaluating pretty quickly. And you can't evaluate when they're sitting there on the bench.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, right? Go to it. Like, Mack and Baldwin here, like, really quick.
Oh,
for
a week
game.
Or
yeah.
Something.
So, I mean, you're less than 2 weeks away from already jumping into conference games. So, again, you've got a lot of things to figure out in a very short time. And that's maybe one of those things that you'll be able to talk with Coach Moody after the game about is, like, how hard is it playing that double round robin schedule? So you got all these games, you can fit them in, and you don't have any of those games that, are non-cons that you can kind of play around a little more. You're wrong. Every coach wants to win every game, but non-cons are a little less important than those conference games. So,
but say what, we're going to take a bit of a break. Halftime here in Ashes of Kansas. Men's college basketball on K-Rated this evening. We'll be back and bring in the second half live. But right now, with that intermission score, Benedictine 48, Haskell 30.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on. It's Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I did want to mention that we've got a lot of sports coming up this Friday night. Well, first let me get to Thursday night. On Thursday nights, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is brought to you by Tom and Gus Kautz, where they discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then, on Friday night, we've got a heck of a game for you. I am excited about the Eudora at Atchison game. Eudora is sitting at 5-4, and the Atchison Phoenix are currently sitting at 9-0. We will be bringing you that game in its entirety starting about 6 p.m. this Friday night. Then on Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are at Missouri Baptist. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time. Join us right around 12:45 or so to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane.
At BMC Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Men's basketball is busy across the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight. We have a final in the Graceland-Harris-Stowe game. It is Graceland on top 87 to Harris-Stowe's final of 65. At the half, Clark is trailing Vibrito by a score of Vibrito 40, Clark 35. Ottawa is trailing Baker with Baker on top at 44 points to Ottawa's 42. In the Grandview Waldorf game, which has restarted after the half, current score is Grandview 37, Waldorf 35. In the in the game that you're listening to right now, the Haskell Benedictin Ravens men's basketball game, Benedictin Ravens are sitting at 48, Haskell is sitting at 30. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and versatile. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. That's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 57. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday, with daytime highs approaching 67. 63, chance for scattered showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit. The feels like temperature is 34 out there with the winds out of the south-southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 49%. The dew point is 22 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.22. 2 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, they always say timing is everything in the world, and as we welcome you back, the ball comes in playing. It is Haskell with his first possession of the second half, and boom! Quick turnaround shot! It is up and good. 48-32, Benedictine in front. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer. Halftime news with a sports guy. Took care of us there during the intermission. Joseph, thank you. Gus Kautz with me, Tom Kautz, and we're just underway in the second half. It is 48 and now to 32. After that quick bucket by King, here's Benedictine with the ball. Ravens will run it out on top. Monty King, the first player for Haskell to reach double-digit scoring. BC on the right side. Ravens are going to have their original starting five out on the floor. Here's a feed underneath. They're falling away. Turnaround shot is up and no. Ravens with an offensive board, back out on top of it again. Gus, we really didn't, after we played really well right out of the gate, we never saw Hagen Hilgendorf much in the second quarter of the game.
Yeah, and I think maybe some of that is Hagen playing with those two fouls in the first half, so maybe just a little more cautious with how they used him.
Well, Hilgendorf gets underneath and goes nose to nose with Spoonhunter and rejects his shot. Benedictine has got to bring it the other way. 18:40 to go in the ball game. Ravens up 48-32.
So Ezra Vigalfa will be out there along with Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis. You're going to have Braden Belt and Hagen Hilgendorf.
Falling away. Hilgendorf's long two is up and no good. We're going to go back down. It's going to be Haskell. They'll take it the other way. Haskell comes out on top. Strom goes left side. Three up. Short rebound. Preston. Reynolds will come down with the basketball. Preston is multifaceted, and there's going to be the offensive foul. And that was a great block taken out there, guys. I like the Black Bear fell down and drew that foul.
Yeah, that time Preston was kind of bumping and pushing up the floor and just normal body contact. And then all of a sudden took the big flop backwards, and the officials forced to make a call. That'll be the first foul of the ball game against the Ravens, Preston Reynolds.
Quickly. The shot for three from the top, well short by Isaiah Strom. And here comes BC back up the floor with it again. Ahmad Lewis, 3 out of 4 shooting the ball in the first half. 2 of 2 from outside, 8 halftime points for Ahmad in 15 minutes. Here's a three for Ahmad again. Oh, that thing was perfectly online. Just a little too strong, and the long rebound is going to go out of bounds to Benedictine.
Not many times do we get that wrong, right? We're sitting here, and you're eyeing it, and you're like, yep, that's in. But that time, just a little too hard. It pops straight back out. So.
And Preston will bring the ball in play and take it in deep into the backcourt. Braden Belt will walk it up. Belt starts to the left, goes to the right, pulls up, throws in another three. Here's what you do. You got nothing. You don't see anybody really open, so you just shoot it in. Simple as that.
I think a step and a half across the top of the key and knocks it in. Now on the other end, we're going to get a shot up. No, but a whistle and a foul against the Ravens. And this one on Hayden? Nope. So the Ravens are going to dodge a little bit before it's there. It'll go against Braden Belt. And for Belt, not a big deal. It's his first. But for the Ravens, it's going to be their second foul.
17-17 to go in the game. Free throw rattles around, and it's good for Boykins.
Got a library card here. Is there a library on campus? No.
No. No.
But there will be one day.
There's going to be a spectacular one.
So will they have to redo the floor?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Yes, they will, I'm afraid. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play. And there's some full court pressure played by Haskell. They're going to switch it up a little bit. Over to the right side, Belt. Can he? And out. Yes! Yes! The answer is yes, he can. 20 for Belt.
That thing went halfway down. Fun back out, hit off the backboard, and then kicked in.
Belt has 20. The Ravens lead by 20. 54-34. 16:45 to go. Here's a running shot. Oh, a pretty shot high up off the square and falling to the bottom of the net. It's in there by Black Bear.
The advantage to a 20-point lead, now the Ravens back down to only an 18-point lead, is it does give you a shot to see some of these younger athletes here in a little bit.
Yeah, sure could. Ira Black Bear, by the way, at 7 points down. Here's a pass that we're looking underneath for the big guy, but Hagan was covered up. The ball's stolen. Now Benedict is pressing. Reynolds is going to steal it back. For just a minute, it looked like Hilgendorf is going to have a good shot at it. Now Hilgendorf with a rebound. Look away pass, left side. Belt, three. Oh, yes. Wow. Braden Belt. That's his third three of the second half.
Yeah, Braden feeling it right now. Able to knock that one in their belt on the evening. What is he? 5 of 8? 6 of 9 now. 6 of 9 from behind the arc.
You know, I've always thought over these many years, it's too bad that there's not some way to bank some of those shots for a game coming up in the future, because there's going to be a night when you would need some of those threes and they just won't fall. Shot missing and the Ravens rebounded back down.
That's the thing that has always been crazy about, you know, basketball and shooters, okay? Because you might have a shooter go 6 of 9 tonight, and then the next two games they'll, you know, go 2 of 6, and then they'll turn around and have another 7 of 10 game.
Funny that you should mention 6 of 9. That's the Belt shooting for three, as you noticed. And here's Belt back over to the right side. He'll pull up as the shot clock goes off, and that was a hurried shot that does not go in.
Going to have 2 seconds left on the shot clock. So, ball went off of a Haskell player out of bounds. And the Ravens will have it under their own bucket, but going to have to look for a quick shot.
BC making a couple of substitutions as they're going to bring some guys into the game. Here comes in. Ahmad will launch it. It's off the rim. That resets the clock with a rebound coming out of Haskell. Cleared away by Trey Gaines. And how quickly they're going to come. Gaines will bring it down the floor. Kick it out. Big guy straight away. Launch a 3-2 hard. Rebound. Saved by Haskell. And they're going to keep the offense alive. 14:50 to go in the ball game. And again, Gaines is going to have it up topside. He's working against Vigafa. Over to the left is going to be Haskell. Left wing shot up from the top. Nope. And you get a whistle.
We're going to get a foul again by Goffa as the shot clock was going off. And it's going to be his first. And the Ravens already 3 fouls so far here in the second half.
That seemed like a really quick shot clock. I didn't feel like it had taken that long, but apparently it had.
Charge.
And we're going to get another offensive foul in the second half.
This one's going to be away from the basketball. It's not one that you saw coming. It's going to go against Haskell. And it's going to be the big guy, right? Yeah, 34. It's going to be his second foul of the ball game.
So that will be the second foul on Nehemiah Boykin. And the Ravens coming up the floor, and we'll have a reach in and a foul by Haskell. 14:22 to go in the ball game. 57-36, BC by some 21 points right now. They've been up by 20 and more throughout the second half.
So Vigafa going to be to the free throw line for a couple right here.
Ezra has not missed a free throw yet tonight. I shouldn't even have said that, but that one's perfect. And he's 4-4 at the line tonight. Matter of fact, Vigafa, and again, I'm going to hate myself, but he hasn't missed a shot tonight. Again, very selective, taking the shots that he needs to take, wants to take, likes to take. When you get that option, that's kind of nice. This free throw will come up just a little bit short, and rebound pulled down by Haskell.
He's more of a point guard than a shooter, right? Shooters haven't seen a shot they wouldn't
take. Yeah.
Point guards are going to be a little more selective and facilitate.
Ravens coming down the floor, and a driving shot is put on its way by Bryson LaRue, who's knocked to the floor. He lays there for a brief moment and then springs back to his feet.
I believe that's another one against Boykins, and if so, it's going to be his third. So it is. So now, Haskell starting to get a couple players with, you know, some fouls starting to mount up a little bit.
Here we go, coming to the free throw line.
Raymond's about to go to the bench here in just a second.
We got Bryson LaRue hitting that bucket. Checking in for Benedictine. Number 12 out of Marhill Mount Academy, the 5 foot 8 inch senior, Zach Schwinn. So Schwinn in the game for BC. Free throw misses, and Haskell coming up over the basketball. Ravens on top, 59-36. Round to the left side it goes. Haskell with the ball, brings it off on top. Feeds to the left side of the lane, rotating a left-hand hook shot. No, big man pushes it back up and in. Nice work underneath for Haskell. And back up with it will come Benedictine. 59-38. Three-point shot. Bryson. No. And rebound in Haskell. Outlet up the floor. Flying down the court with it is Boykins. Shot is going to be up from the left edge and good. Boykins with two more.
This time Boykins did a great job getting into the lane. Zach Schwinn stopped the dribble. So Boykins just had to pull up with about a 16-footer, able to knock it home.
Shot for the baseline right. That's Zach Schwinn for three.
Zach is a guy who got steal on high school. He can hit that shot. They left him open. He knocks it home, and the Ravens have pushed up to a 22-point lead, 62-40.
I tell you what, if there is a better shooter on Benedictine's team, I mean, you got great shooters out there. And Braden Belt has proven he can shoot, and but Zach Schwinn is as good a shooter as anybody that you're going to find. Outlet into the forecourt, and 10 seconds, the Ravens having trouble getting up the floor.
Now, that's one of those things that Ahmad Lewis kind of looked down and shakes his head because he knew what happened right there. He allowed that clock to get away from him, and by the time he looked up, he realized, hey, I got to throw that ball across the timeline. And now the Ravens trying to run in a late substitution, and Coach Downing's not really happy that the official stopped play, but they did not allow said player to come in.
Yeah, he ran out on the floor and just goes, no, you can't come out here. I did not wave you into the game. So it's Haskell basketball. It's 12 and a half to go in the game.
So we're, what, about 2.5 minutes away from the under 10.
Yep, Benedictine by 20. Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up and good and a plus one.
And that's going to be a foul against Bryson LaRue. So for LaRue, it'll be his second. For the Ravens, it's going to be team foul number 4. And finally, getting to check into the ballgame, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. He'll replace Noah Simmons.
Trey Gaines gets the bucket and the plus one. Looking out on the court for BC, we've got, as the free throw is up and rattles around and is good, the ball's coming in with Anthony Hall. We've got Ahmad Lewis out there. We've got Bryson LaRue, Zach Schwinn, and Ahmad Lewis. Great. Gus, is that all guards out there? Was that a hang?
Yeah.
Goldman on.
Went up for the dunk, got away from him while hanging on the rim, tried to push it back down through the cylinder. The official said, yeah, you can't do that.
Wait, you're saying you can't be hanging on the rim and try to throw it through it?
Yeah, not if the ball is still above the cylinder, okay?
See, I got into trouble all the time.
I know. That's always your problem.
It was a problem for me. Ravens with 12 minutes to go in the game. Here's a baseline. Shot from the left, no good. Rebounding it down by his Hall. 62-45, BC in front. Preston to Zach. Schwinn passes up the three. Throws it off on top. Now they'll go underneath, wanting to get it to Reynolds, and defensively stolen away by Haskell. Here's a big man. Shot is up, deflected. That was a nice bit of defensive work by Anthony Hall, and BC into the forecourt. Schwinn, two-hand push pass over to the left. Kicks it over there to LaRue. Bryson starts to drive in. Back out on top, and it comes to Ahmad Lewis. 11 and a half to go in the game. Ahmad, right side, Schwinn. Ahmad on top. Come on, Zach, don't be bashful. Top side is Ahmad. Looking to drive in. Shot clock's at 4. Shot clock's at 3. And Ahmad will throw it away. So Mons made a mistake a couple of times up the floor now. That's not like him. And here's a feed over to the left side, and we'll have a Benedictine foul. It's going to be called on Anthony Hall.
And you could say it's one of those things where there's 11 minutes left. It's a 17-point game. But it's one of those things that Coach Moody wants his team to be on top of, right? You can't be making those mental mistakes. You can't have those lax moments. And Ahmad's going to check out. Coach is going to probably just say, hey, you know, we're fine. Just make sure you stay sharp, even in these late-game situations.
11 minutes to play. Haskell from the right side, right in front of the bench. A long three is up and in. Havern from outside. 62-48. You know what? You got to give Haskell total props. They've hung in. They've stayed in. They've battled along. Oh, that was a beautiful shot. Right again, changing hands. Anthony Hall lays it up to Whittle with the left hand. But yeah, Haskell has never thrown the towel in on this. Now they'll jump it off again. The big man shoots high off the window and good. And suddenly, for Haskell, just the emergence of Boykin.
Yeah, all of a sudden, this is back to a 14-point game, right? Now, not that Haskell's going to come back and be able to win this game at this point, but, again, not giving up, continuing to fight all the way to the end of this thing. And also, Raymond's making a lot of mistakes right here down the stretch.
Nehemiah Boykins, we've been talking about him a lot. He's going to come out of the game and get a breather. He's going to stay in. He's a big guy, about 6'4", 6'5", and he is a native of Tulsa. We are almost to the 10-minute mark. 64-50 BC, up 14. Ravens are going to rotate a couple of guys in and out, and once they get all settled in there, we'll set it up for you. Vigoffa is in the game. Hagan is out there. There's a drive right, underhand shot is up and missing. And again, nice rebound by Hagan. BC will bring it off on top. LaRue, left side, shot up, no. Rebound underneath and clearing it away. It's going to be Haskell up the floor is Isaiah Williams. The feet underneath, little layup is going to be up and good. And the Raven defense didn't get down court. Bonzi King knocks it in. Coach Moody can't be real happy with how this is going right now.
Kind of talked about that the last few minutes, that Coach Moody can't be exactly thrilled with how the end of this game is coming together.
By Goppel, have it on the left side, works it out on the top against Ira Black Bear. Shot clock at 14. We're at 9:20 to go in the game. The feet underneath, all alone, up and in from Benedict, and it goes to Hagen Hilgendorf. So Hilgendorf knocks it down. 9 minutes to play. Rape is up 6-6-52. Baseline three. Got it! For Haskell, Bonzi King. He is absolutely lighting this thing up now. And BC up the floor. Into the forecourt with here come the Ravens. Benedictine has got Larry Parker out there, Gus, the freshman from Staley. Right side for BC. Vigoffa falling away. Shot, no. Rebound, King. Haskell back up the floor with it with 8.5 to go, and they continue to close the gap. They can make it a single-digit game with this trip left. Spinning, falling away, up the window, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Bryson LaRue comes down with the basketball, and the Ravens are running back up the floor. Coach Moody's on his feet like a traffic cop.
I think Coach Moody would like to call a timeout, but he also knows that the officials are going to give him one right here with the under 10 media.
And there we have it. As the foul is committed by Haskell and Derek Havern, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? 8:15 left in the game. It's Benedictine 66, Haskell 55.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Pick him in there. Good to have you back here in the Nolan. 8:15 to go in the ball game. 66-55. Benedictson in front of Haskell. Good to have you along with us here this evening on Care Radio. It's first BC guys game of the season here on Care. It is the Ravens' second game. They come in at an 0-1 mark. Thank you very much. And looking to even that record up before they move next week into conference play. Here we go. The ball coming in from the far side. 19, 18, 17 on the shot clock. Ravens are going to have it up top side. Thinking about the three, then they don't. Hilkendorf goes over to the left edge. Kicks it over to Parker. Larry looking back in. Now dribbles it off on top. Gets it up high to Vigafa. Ezra in traffic from 12. No. And rebound. Cleared away. Haskell. Up the court with it. It's going to be Black Bear. Lobs it over to the left side. The driving center hand shot. It's going to be up and good. Haskell. Knocking it down. Isaiah Williams. Here comes BC. 7.5 to play in the game. Belts back out there. Vigafa. Top side it goes Hilgendorf. Back to Braden. Ravens have, what, four of the starting five on the floor right now? Three of the starting five. Here's a fall away by Belt. In and out. No. Rebound Haskell. And again, coming up with the basketball for the Indians is Isaiah Williams. They'll dump it over to the left side. Williams will go. It's three. It's short. Ravens rebounding it down by Goffa. Mobs it over to Parker. Larry goes left side. The feed to LaRue. 7 minutes to play in the game. LaRue looks away past. Larry from the baseline. Short. Rebound Haskell. Haskell doing all the rebounding off the Benedictine offensive end. Here's a top of the left side for three. No. Offensive board. Comes off on top. Squaring up. A three. No. Rebound Benedictine. Bryson coming up with the board for BC. It's 6:40 to play. And again, walking it up the floor. Ezra Vigafa. Ezra over near the 28-foot mark on the far side. Shot clock goes to single digits. He brings it off on top. High steps. Now top of the key. The long two is up and no good. And the rebound pulled away again by Haskell. And Benedictine so hot early in the ball game. Not shooting well from the perimeter right now. Here's a shot from the outside for Haskell that doesn't go down. And Braden Belt rebounds it himself. Brings it up the floor. Takes it across the timeline. Gets picked up on a double team. Goes over to Hilgendorf. He'll drive in. Dish it back. Stepping inside. Looking back. Belt goes three. Misses. Way short. Rebound Haskell. Benedictine is 0 of their last, what, 8 shots, 9 shots, and the Ravens haven't scored in over 3.5 minutes, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph, with 5:49 to go in the ballgame. It's a game. Benedictine 66, Haskell 57.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. It is some kind of a busy sports week. And after the game tonight, that'll take us to Thursday, where Gus and I are going to be with you right after the Brian Hagan 5 o'clock evening report. But sports look here on Care Radio. So sports look, I don't know, 4:20 after 25 after 5. Whenever Brian's done covering all the things going on in and around the care listing area, we'll have sports look. Friday night, we report in from Amelia Earhart Stadium as it'll be the Phoenix and the Eudora Cardinal. So we've got high school class 4A football Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon we will travel to St. Louis, the Gateway City. Benedictine in its first trip ever to Missouri Baptist. 12:45 for the pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff for the Ravens and the Spartans. Here's a little shot up off the window, halfway down, and spins out for Haskell. The Ravens will rebound it down. Vigoffa, double teamed in the backcourt. We'll swing it over to the left side to LaRue. And now the Ravens cannot get the ball up the floor again. And the 10 seconds elapses, and they're going to give it back. You've got the double team in the backcourt. I don't know. Not a math guy. Not a math major. But somebody's got to be undefended, right? 5:18 to go in the game. 66-57. Haskell back down with the basketball. They've got it to within 9. Reaching in. A foul on Pelt. Here's the thing. Did Braden foul him? Did he not foul him? It's kind of immaterial, really, because anytime you reach in on a player like that, you're probably going to get that foul call. It's just what's going to happen. At the free throw line for Haskell, that is Nehemiah Boykin. And a shot is up, but it will not go in. Nehemiah is going to have one more shot coming up here. The big guy sends a left-handed shot perfectly through the bottom of the net. So Nehemiah Boykin is up to 7 points. Baseball pass to the other end and to Preston Reynolds, who is all alone on the other end of the floor, and just the ball gets away from him. Harvey had lost his concentration. If he was looking away, if he didn't anticipate the pass, it went that far away from him, but Ravens with another unforced turnover, and at 5 minutes of play in the game, it is only an 8-point lead. And now with that shot, it is a 5-point game. And now it's serious. Bonzi King hits a three, and it's 66-61, 4:40 to go, and the Ravens' 21-point lead is trimmed to 5. And we will have a foul on the upcourt play by Haskell. Ira Black Bear will pick up the foul. It is only his first of the game, and Coach Moody went and have a bit of a chat with his team. Let's take a timeout, Joseph. 4:38 to go in the game. Ravens 66, Indians 61.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Along with us here on Kent Radio this evening. Men's college basketball from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. The Ravens playing host to Haskell Indian Nations University this evening. And coming out of the court as the Ravens took that timeout for Benedictine. Who do we have? We've got Ahmad Lewis out there and Ezra Vigoffa. The Braden Belt out on the floor with, who do we got? Bryson LaRue and Preston Reynolds. So Benedictine going with a little smaller lineup for the original starting five. Hagen Hilgendorf not out on the floor right now. These people go baseline. The shot from the right side. Very nicely done. Up and in LaRue. 68-61 BC at 4:20 to go. Due to the time of the game, we always talk about how quickly the clock seems to move. Every time you look up at it, it feels like there's another minute gone. all the way to the baseline. The feet across into the corner. And they'll say, as he drove to the baseline, Trey Gaines steps on the paint. And a pained look from Coach Downing as the Indians are going to turn it over to Benedictson. Full court pressure applied by Haskell. Ravens looking to get it in. Looking to get it in. Finally, we'll bring it here to Ezra. Up the floor with it, Bryson. LaRue walks across the logo. Inside 4 minutes to play. Benedictson with the ball, leading at 68-61. LaRue eases his way to the left side, stand above the three-point circle, goes back all the way to the right wing, continues to dribble, goes now driving into the lane. The ball stripped away from him. He's rolling on the round on the floor, juggles the ball. It's loose on the ground, picks up Haskell. Here they come. Haskell quickly down the right side. The feed across. Driving layup. It's a plus one. Nehemiah Boykins hits the bucket, draws the foul. And again, you've got Haskell playing tough. They have cut the game to five, and they can make it a four-point game with this free throw. By the way, the foul is foul number two tonight by Preston Reynolds. Boykins coming to the line. He is one of two at the free throw line tonight. The lefty sends it perfectly through. It is now 68-64. BC by four. Three and a half to play. Pressure on the inbound. Ahmad trapped in the corner, is able to escape. Still in the backcourt. Lobs it up the floor. Batted away. And saved by Belt just before it got out of bounds. Belt brings it off on top. Anthony Hall gets it to Ahmad, who steals a glance over to Coach Moody. 11 on the shot clock. Ahmad back off on top. Bryson. The pass underneath for Preston, and the Ravens are going to lose it. Out of bounds. Reynolds does not hold on to the ball. Benedictson will turn it over. And with 3:10 to go in the game, the Ravens' four-point lead is in jeopardy. Haskell up court. Trey Gaines walks it in front of the scorer's table and across the timeline. Accelerates over to the left side. Heads into the baseline. Stops outside the block. Lobs it back up on top. Havern with it at the free throw line. Twisting, turning. Now feet to the right side of the lane. Back it away. Shot clock at 11. Twisting again, falling away. The shot rolls off, no good. Rebound, battle for two players. Locked to the ball, fall to the floor. I assume we will call a jump ball here. I've not gotten any clear call from the official. It is jump ball possession. Benedictson, 2:43 to go. Ravens in front, 68-64. After Benedictson scored 48 in the first half, they have scored 20 in the first 17-plus minutes of the second half. Ball comes in to Bryson LaRue. Gets it over to Anthony. All with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Belt. Braden straight down the lane. Feeds over to the left side. Reynolds has his shot partially deflected, and they're going to have a foul call. The foul is going to be on Havern for Haskell. Couple of fouls now on Havern, who's got 5 points in the game for Haskell in 16 minutes of playing time. This free throw, no good for Preston Reynolds. And Preston, great first half, 12 points. With 2:30 to go in the game, still 12 points. Preston Reynolds has not scored in the second half. Ahmad Lewis had 8 at halftime, hasn't scored in the second half. Reynolds, one more free throw. That one, in. And with that successful free throw, we will have a timeout, taking a break. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Exciting finish on its way. Benedictson 69, Haskell 64.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
teams coming off their respective benches and out on the court. It'll be Haskell basketball. Ravens leading at 69-64. Haskell bringing it up the court. 2.5 to go in the game. Ravens have gone into the fourth court, and they're going to pick it up at the timeline defensively. Way out topside with it for Haskell. They'll swing it around to the left side. Lots of contact. Now the ball in the middle, nearly batted away. It's loose on the floor. Saved by Haskell. Baseline right. Havard will drive across. Skips it over to the left side. Three-point rainbow shot. Up, nope. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor. Pulled out by Preston Reynolds, who travels with it. No call. Now the ball batted away, and Preston's going to come up with it. We're going to get a foul called into backcourt. Two defenders that collapse on Reynolds, and one of them is going to have a foul called on him. I suspect it's going to be Boykins. It is. The foul is going to be on Nehemiah. That's a big one for him, as that'll push him to number four. Maybe a little less of a deal with only 2:04 left in the game. And if you're Haskell right now, you're good seeing Preston at the free throw line because he has hit two of his last four free throws. This first one here is no good. Missing the front half of the 1-1. And an offensive rebound, though, is up and good. Pushed back up and in underneath for Benedictine by Anthony Hall. 71-64. Ravens go up 7. That was a big one. Here's a feed underneath and a Raven foul. Back to the free throw line is going to be Boykins. Nehemiah, he's had a fantastic second half. After a scoreless first half, Boykins has come on to score 10 and continues to add to it. That, by the way, is the third foul on Anthony Hall. Free throw, up, rolls out, no good. Into the lineup for the Indians is going to be Alexander Ellenwood. Now, we haven't seen Alexander out there tonight. Ellenwood out of Lopwai, Idaho. Second free throw. Short. Rebound. Reynolds. BC coming up with a basketball and belt to Reynolds. Still in the backcourt. Outlet pass up the floor. Batted away and stolen. Here comes Haskell with it. Outlets over to the left side. Stolen back. Ravens going the other way. Down the floor with it is Bryson LaRue, who wisely brings it back out on top with a minute and a half to go. Benedictine now just trying to use a little clock management. Ahmad will cut into the lane. Feeds underneath. Back out on top. Anthony Hall gets it to Ahmad. Minute 15 to go. Shot clock at 8. Ahmad drives in against two defenders, puts a shot on its way. It's no good, but it will get his own rebound and bring it on top of the Ravens. Are going to be able to take a little more time away. And finally, reaching around, a foul is called. And Haskell's Trey Gaines will collect his fourth. But he did that knowing that he had to do something to stop the clock and try to get the ball back because the Ravens' seven-point lead now looks much bigger with only a minute 4 to go. And back of the line for Benedictine, Bryson LaRue. Bryson, 3 out of 4 tonight, 7 points. Front half of the 1-1. He'll earn a second as that one goes through. So tonight, Bryson LaRue, 2 out of 4 from the floor, 4 out of 5 at a free throw line, 25 minutes of playing time, 4 rebounds, second free throw, he'll get them both. And we will have another timeout of the court as these two teams set the stage for the final minute. 1:04 to go in the game. The timeout comes with the Ravens leading Haskell 73-64.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
of the teams in the hunt have played it. Gus was talking earlier, a couple of games. Some of the teams have played one. Most of the teams have not yet played a game in the 23-24 basketball season. So, it's a long road ahead. Glad to have you with us here on Care Radio, where we're going to be with the Ravens all season long, home and away. We're going to be with the Ravens football team Saturday afternoon from St. Louis. 1 o'clock game there. So Haskell's going to be inbounding it from deep in the backcourt. Ravens are going to apply a little pressure, just enough to get them to put it on the floor and get the clock rolling. Now they're down to the other end with a minute to go. The cross-court pass batted around, and it is going to be knocked away out of bounds. Oh, and nicely saved and knocked off a Haskell player by Preston Reynolds. So Reynolds with a nice play, and Benedictson is going to have it back into the backcourt with 54 seconds to go. And BC hanging on to now a 9-point lead, 73-64. Ravens have scored the last, 5 points in the game. Ball inbound, stolen. Haskell's got it back. They'll take it down the right side, and it's going to be batted away and stolen back by Benedictson. Outlet, showtime, down the court. Layup is going to be up and good. Anthony Hall. I don't know if Coach Moody really wanted the layup. I think he would have just soon not have to and take a little more time off the clock, but it gives the Ravens an 11-point lead with 40 seconds to go. It is 75-64, and now, the officials have stopped the game. Two of them come to center circle to have a conversation. The third one is we get a technical foul against Haskell. And the technical foul is going to be on Bonzi King. I have no idea what Bonzi did, but it was enough to get the official to make that technical call. And the free throw for BC for Bryson LaRue won't go in. Bryson will take a second shot. Ravens up 11 now. This one will go. Now they're up a dozen. 76-64. And for BC, 8 consecutive points to take a game which was very much in doubt with a little over 3 minutes to go in a 4-point game. And for Haskell, if you don't score in the last 3:20 of the game, it's not a good thing. You know, when a 4-point game and you had a shot, the Ravens were able to persevere here. They're going to hold on for a nice home win tonight. Half a minute to play. The ball batted away, saved by Haskell. They'll drive down the lane, dump it over to the left side. 3-point shot, airborne short. Rebound underneath. Cleared away by Bryson LaRue. He'll get it up to Preston. Shot clock is off, and Benedictson, I assume, is just going to try to run this thing down if they will be allowed to do it. Here's Belt with it. At 10 seconds. And that'll do it. Your final score tonight here in the Nola Gymnasium. Wasn't easy, but the Ravens win it. Benedictson 76, Haskell 64. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine wins it tonight. 76-64. Not as easy as it might have sounded, even though the Ravens led 18 in halftime. They led by 21 late in the second half. And in fact, Simica Haskell completely shift gears and cut that Raven lead. Benedictine found themselves with 3:20 to go in the game, leading only by 4, 68-64. But then Haskell unable to score in that last 3:20. And the Ravens win it here tonight. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the visitors from Haskell, they were led in scoring tonight by Bonzi King, 18 points tonight. 10 of the second half, 8 of the first. So Bonzi, double-figure scoring, also in double figures. Coming off the bench, it was a big night for Haskell's Nehemiah Boykins, the 6'4 sophomore out of Tulsa. He had 10 this evening. It was 9 tonight for Isaiah Strom out of Yakima, Washington. It was a 7-point game then for Ira Black Bear. You had Mason Spoonhauer with 6, 5 tonight for Trey Gaines. 5 also for Derek Havern, and running up the scoring for Haskell tonight, 2 apiece for Isaiah Williams and Matt Anderson. How about the Benedictine Ravens tonight? Wow, Braden Belt was just fantastic. 14 at halftime on his way to a 23-point game high, game-leading scoring, 23 for Braden Belt. Double figures also for Benedictine's Preston Reynolds. He had 13 tonight. It was 10 for Bryson LaRue coming off the bench. 9 points this evening for Anthony Hall. 8 tonight for Ezra Vigafa. Following him, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad also with 8. He scored 8 of his in the first half. Drops into Zach Schwinn, hitting a big three from the right corner. And 2 tonight for Benedictine's Hagen Higgendorf. Start looking at the numbers a little bit ahead. We'll stick around and see if Coach Moody has a chance to come up and see us. A lot of people in the gym tonight, a lot of them still hanging around. Here's the thing. Tonight, Benedictine, as we roll up the stat numbers a little bit, as Haskell was 22 of 62, hitting 35%, Benedictine 24 of 52. Okay, 46%. Outstanding shooting for Benedictine. Haskell was 8 of 23 from outside. Benedictine was 10 of 22. So the Ravens, 46% shooting from the floor and 45.5% three-point shooting. We see at the free throw line, was 18 of 25. Haskell, really good, 12 of 16 at the free throw line. Ravens out-rebounded Haskell by 10 at 42-32. BC had a bunch of fouls. Thank you much, sir. BC had a whole bunch of fouls tonight. Coach will be dealing with that, I think, a little bit. And certainly for the Ravens, that turnover number of 20 is higher than Coach probably was looking for here this evening. Rebounds, 42-32, the Benedictine lead, 7 apiece for the two teams. Offensively, it was the defensive rebounds that were the difference for the Ravens. Bench points for BC, 22-14. Ravens outscored them in the paint, but barely, 26-24. Fast break points belong to Haskell, 11-10. Ravens, biggest number, maybe 3 blocks. And, again, sometimes the numbers are a little arbitrary, you know, but 13 steals by Haskell, the Benedictine
with 5 steals today. So if the Ravens are turning the ball over 20 times and Haskins coming up with 13 steals, if you start doing some math, that's a lot of points in the ball game, and I'm sure one of the things the coach is going to be wanting to talk to them about as they move along. But again, for the Ravens, big deal. BC defense stepping up late, not allowing any points by Haskell in the last 3:20 of the game. Coming up next for here on Care Radio, we talked about it a little bit. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Sports Look. It'll be right after Brian Hagan's Care Radio Evening Report. So, depending on the volume of news in the listening area, 5:20 or so, 5:25 maybe, will be the beginning of Sports Look on Care Radio. Gus and I'll be bringing you kind of an update on all things going on in and around the area with high school, college, and sports. Going to have a nice interview coming up tomorrow. I think that you're going to like it. Matter of fact, hometown guy, Heath Baker, is going to join us. So we'll have a conversation with Heath Baker from the Benedictine football team. And he will be in segment 3, I think, is where we'll visit with him. Friday night, we go up to Amelia Earhart Stadium. It will be head coach Jim Smith and the Atchison Phoenix at home. And they will be hosting Eudora. Game time, 7 o'clock. So we encourage you to join us here on Care Radio for that. And then Saturday afternoon, we will be with the Benedictine football team in St. Louis, Missouri, the Ravens. On the road, you're going to have a Care Radio pregame. We'll talk to Coach Osborne. We'll have keys to the game, some insights into the contest, some information about the game. Yeah, we're going to start around 12:45. And a 1 o'clock kickoff from Spartan Stadium. I'm on. Trying to see if there's any other action going on around the conference or anything happening here tonight. As we'll give Coach another few minutes, see if we can get him out here to join us. Other games around the conference going on Saturday. You'll have William Penn. It's going to be a Culver Stockton football game. Graceland will host Clark. You'll have Grandview and Penn. Baker and Center Methodist over in Fayette. So, a lot of games going on around. And Coach kind of started out, and now he's walking maybe the other way. And he's going to go over and see Tyson Caffey, who showed up at the game tonight. And I think that he's distracted. So, we're going to call it a night. Final score again tonight here from the Nolan. Benedictine 76, Haskell 64. Till we reach you next time for Joseph. Care Radio Sports Studio, Joseph, way to go, man. Thank you very much. For Gus Counts, Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs 57. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday, with daytime highs approaching 67. 63, chance for scattered showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Today's hit country.
I love waking up.
From waking up to lights out.
I turn the music on.
Care Country 93.7.